This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition parties' uproar over various issues. When the House reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla congratulated astronaut and group captain of Indian Air Force Subhansu Shukla on behalf of the entire House. Mr. Birla said that Captain Shukla created history by becoming the first Indian to travel to the International Space Station under Axiom Mission 4. After that, he appealed to all the members of the House to take part in the special discussion on India's first astronaut, Captain Subhansu Shukla, aboard the International Space Station, focusing on the critical role of the space program for Viksit Bharat 2047. The Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly held a special session today as a part of its Golden Jubilee celebrations, commemorating 50 years of its journey since its inception in 1975. On the occasion, the House held a discussion on the Assembly's five-decade-long journey, initiating the discussion. The State's Parliamentary Affairs and Education Minister, P.D. Sona, highlighted that in the last 50 years, the Assembly has enacted several laws that have paved the way for the state's development. He noted that the institution has now become a model for many other states with its digital, paperless functioning and state-of-the-art infrastructure. Participating in the discussion, Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main, the senior-most member of the House, shared his experiences and recalled the legislative journey of the Assembly. Concluding the discussion, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the State Assembly started function on this day, that is, on 18th of August 1975, and since then it has come a long way with many reformative and transformative laws in the state. He said that the State Assembly has successfully hosted many national and international events, and hosting of the G20 is one of those. Chief Minister also emphasized on the making more inclusive policies by the Assembly for becoming developed state in the future. Other members including NCP MLA Tako Tatung, PPA MLA Oken Taing, Independent MLA Lisam Simai, Congress MLA Kumar Y, BJP MLA Nong Iring, and other members also took part in the discussion. At the time of filling this report, the special session of the Assembly was still underway. Minister of State for Education Jayant Chaudhary has said the government has zero tolerance policy on student safety in schools. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in Lok Sabha today, Mr. Chaudhary said guidelines are issued from time to time to states and union territories and school boards for the safety of students. He said recently the Union Education Ministry has written a letter to states and UTs to ensure student safety and their well-being. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Sivraj Singh Chauhan has said strict action will be taken against companies involved in the manufacturing fake pesticides, fertilizers and seeds. Mr. Chauhan visited Madhya Pradesh to assess the damage caused to soybean crops due to the spraying of spurious chemicals. Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. He is visiting India at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of special representative talks on the India-China boundary question with India's special representative, Mr. Doval. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart today. In Chhattisgarh, one security personnel was killed and three jawans injured in an IED blast triggered by moist in Bijapur district of Bastar division today. The blast occurred in the national park area when a team of the district reserve guard was on an anti-naxal operation. The injured personnel are stated to be out of danger. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall with extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha, South Interior Karnataka and Telangana today. The weather agency predicted heavy rainfall to continue over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Uttarakhand and East Rajasthan during the next 7 days. According to the IMD, light to very light rainfall conditions are expected with cloudy sky in Delhi today. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.